Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Better. Author and brand strategist Jeremy Miller of Sticky Branding was with us last week talking about his new book, Brand New Name. After the show, Jeremy and I were chatting about marketing during this current pandemic, and I thought, wait a minute, let's share this discussion with everyone. So, Jeremy, welcome back already.
It feels like yesterday, Jack, but I am so glad to be back here.
You know, time has pretty much come to a grinding halt, right? We're doing this in mid-March, mid to late March, and it feels like the month of March has been about 4 months long. So it really does kind of feel like it's been several weeks since we had our last discussion. I think you're our first back-to-back doubleheader guest. So welcome once again.
I'm honored. And I wholly agree with what you're saying. Every day has felt like a week for me. And I'm like, I can't believe we're 10, 11 days into this so far.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's exhausting. The stress, the anxiety, it's physical. My whole body is a ball right now. And everyone I talk to are the same thing. Like, this is just a physical manifestation of something that's totally disrupted our entire lives. And it feels like not only are we fighting for fighting for our health, we're fighting for our businesses. And it is a fight right now.
Yeah. And I'm glad to have you join us in this fight today. It sounds like you had a lot of clients reach out to your agency and say, we're in a fight too, help.
Yes. And the way it kind of rolled out was, so the announcement started around March 19th, and the 20th, the first set of lockdowns happened. Mm-hmm. And the first, let's say, that weekend into the Monday, Tuesday, that week is all very much focused around crisis communications, getting our responses out there, saying we're still open, all of that. But by Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, we started to realize that this is very different and we are tipping into a recession, and this is a moment where we have to act. And this shot off all of my radars, because I've come from a family business that was in the recruiting sector, and the recruiting businesses go up and down with the economy. And so recessions trigger an immediate fear response and also a very proactive act response. And I was moving my clients into a program we call crisis marketing, which is, how do you rapidly find new sources of revenue and new customers? Because you need cash. You need cash to get through this thing. And so this has been what's consumed so much of my time over the last 2 weeks.
And it feels like, and we're going to get way into the details here in a minute, but it feels like there's a second part to that too. It isn't just finding cash so we can feed a few people next week, mm-hmm. but there's a long-term play here too that I think a lot of brands just don't get that, you know, if you stop marketing now, if you just give up and say, you know what, we're going to close down, we're going to, you know, try to sell a few things here on the side, and we're going to stop advertising, you know, for God's sakes, don't spend any money on advertising right now. You know, then we're going to get through it. You get through it and you're not going to have a business left anymore.
Right. And that's absolutely the issue that we face here. And there's a complexity. So the question that I would pose to everybody listening today is, do you have enough cash for your business to get to June? And then do you have enough cash to get to September? Mm-hmm. These are the two critical milestones that I think that we should have in our minds. What we can see, McKinsey came out with a report last week that said, best case scenario, we should be on the other side of the curve and starting to release the lockdowns and getting some normalcy in June, but there could be a flare up in October. So
yeah,
this is all hypothetical. We don't know it, but I think let's take that as one milestone. And then we're going to have to be looking at the build milestones. So June and September are our first milestones. And then the second question is, what's your COVID-19 strategy to bridge that gap? How are you going to deliver products and services right now so that you are existing 6 months from now? And when I say that, it's not to just go out there and sell and be opportunistic. A lot of people are doing that, and it's really gross. What I think the real question is right now is, how can you be really helpful? We're at a moment in time right now that this is a totally unusual experience. This is a shared experience. Every company, every person is going through this. And it happened all of a sudden. But what that means is, you can look at your customers, you can look at the market, you can look at the world around you and say, who needs our products or services or expertise more than ever right now? And that is where you can actually create value that gives you that revenue and that cash you need to go forward. And that actually becomes really powerful brand building, because this crisis will end. So what will your business look like at the end of it all?
I like that a lot. It comes across the right way in the marketing messages I've seen from a few brands, even if it's something that I don't need help with right now, and I don't really need anything from that brand right now. I like the fact that they're looking helpful, and especially if it's really genuine and they're trying to help their customers. I think there's some long-term branding that's happening there as well, that maybe they'll feel some positive effects from 6 months from now, I hope.
I think so. I can give you an example if you like.
Please, yes.
So there's a firm in Ottawa, Canada called Healthcraft Products, and they manufacture fall prevention devices, poles, safety bars, things you put in your bathroom. And they today believe they are an essential service. They are a critical service, because what John O'Brien told me, who is the CEO of the organization, said, in a crisis, the mortality rate in hospitals increases by 2 to 5 times. And this is for a variety of reasons, but primarily the hospital system's overstretched. We've got the virus in the system. And so mortality rates are increasing. And then he goes on and says, the number one reason that a senior is put into a hospital unexpectedly is due to a fall in their home.
Mm.
And so their question right now is, okay, we're not going to have contractors come and put in their Invisia line, which is high-end, beautiful fall prevention pieces, but they still can be incredibly helpful. And so they have been building their offers to provide things that you can install, put in place, bring to your parents or your grandparents, order it online, get it to your home and install it, just to make sure that your loved ones don't have an accidental fall, end up in the hospital, and God forbid they get coronavirus. And I think they are so absolutely on the money right now that they are marketing and selling with purpose and passion. It's energizing the team, and there's nothing icky or gross about what they are saying.
That's great. And it also, it shows that they're in touch with the people who actually use those products every day, in this case, senior citizens and mom and dad and grandma. So they're in touch, and they're also being empathetic and showing that same concern that we have for our parents and grandparents. So that's a great example. What else are you seeing out there? Is there any clients that you're working with that you've helped them craft some other messages or, kind of go down that helpful path a little quicker?
Well, we're all going through this. So what we have to recognize, especially when we see entire channels disappearing overnight, the retail and brick and mortar channels have basically disappeared. And mm-hmm. Remember in the Avengers when Thanos snaps his fingers and 50% of the world disappears?
Right.
Kind of feels like this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've just gone through this immediate switch. And so I think there's opportunities in every single business, but I think the message is, so Healthcraft has something that's tied to the healthcare industry, but not everybody does. And so we need to be taking that broader look to ask the question of how can we help our clients save money, make money, save time, or create comfort? And I think those become all really important questions. So to get back to your question, another company that I work with is called Central Smith. They are an ice cream manufacturer, and their core clients are co-packing and food services. Well, food services, the restaurant industry, having that Thanos experience, they've had to quickly pivot. And so they are focusing again, where's a growth market? Healthcare. But there's purpose there. Michael, the VP of sales, said to me the other day was, if somebody is in quarantine in a hospital, having a small cup of ice cream may be the only happy moment of their day.
Yeah.
And again, the people are being present and relevant to say, how do we help people at this moment? And I think there is, in almost every case, we can find a way to be generous and helpful without, and it doesn't all have to tie back to healthcare.
What I like about that, again, just like the example with the fall prevention with seniors, mm-hmm. This is being very empathetic and showing that you're in tune with someone who maybe that cup of ice cream really is the bright spot in what is a really lousy week, right? Mm-hmm. And I think getting back to what you said earlier about the shared experience, I think a lot of brands and marketers think that they're stuck at home and they're worried about the future and they're worried about their health. And they don't realize that every one of their customers and consumers feel the exact same way. So showing that empathy and showing that we're in touch with you, I think will develop that relationship. Again, it isn't just about selling more stuff this week. It's also about building that that long-term relationship as well. Any examples of things that you're seeing out there of people, I don't know, coming off as ingenuine or just tone deaf when it comes to feeling that relatability with customers right now?
The thing that drives me nuts is it's more of a pet peeve, and I won't name names to protect the innocent, or protect the guilty. I don't know which, but the thing that drives me nuts is that we're here, we're available for business. If you need a helping hand, we're available. Hope this doesn't come across as opportunistic or salesy. Well, as soon as you qualify that way,
yeah,
it is opportunistic and salesy. If you actually, so it's the generic, what drives me nuts is these generic messages saying, we are open, we have services, we're all doing COVID together. Well, no, what we actually need is that, goes back to your previous comment, that we're all stuck at home, we're in a panic state, and we can't see the forest for the trees. The brands that are doing the best job are coming out with a clear message, and they're being incredibly forceful and aggressive with it. They are saying, this is what you may or may not be experiencing, but this is what you may be experiencing. And if you do, here's why it's happening. Here's what we can do for you. Here is the product service solution that you need. And I don't believe, and this is the other side of my rant, I don't believe you should be giving this stuff away for free. You need to make your business grow. So taking all your products and services and posting them online as a free offer right now serves nobody right now other than people stuck at home, unemployed, not able to work or buy anything. So we need to look at this question through the lens of how can we be helpful and on point and not trying to just be that generic communicate to everyone type of thing. It's still marketing 101 at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. And I think maybe one thing that will come out of this in the marketing world is perhaps the next time we have a big crisis or it could be hurricanes and earthquakes or, you know, other horrible things somewhere in the world, maybe brands will stay with this attempt to stay in touch with people and feel what they feel and not just release these generic statements, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. I'm hoping that actually gets banned over the next year is that phrase. So,
yep, it is surreal. Here's the thing. The companies that are being proactive, the ones that are getting out and speaking clearly to their customers in their market, the ones that are not sitting on the sidelines and trying to wait it out, are the ones that are building their brands and their businesses for the fall and for 2021 and beyond. This is a leveling moment. And the companies that were potentially over leveraged and consolidated through private equity or other unfair advantages that might have been holding giving them an advantage over other companies. The companies that can play to their strengths right now and really get ahead of things and be genuine and kind and proactive, actually, I think are going to be, we'll see a new crop of remarkable brands that we're talking about at the end of this thing.
That's very interesting too. And it kind of goes back to the idea of not stopping. Let's talk a little bit about cutting budgets and cutting advertising and cutting marketing right now. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of brands just completely pulling out and not spending a dollar. What are you telling your clients and other brands who say, we just don't have any money to spend on marketing right now?
So I think that is a fair comment. And I think pulling back is actually very smart. What we have to recognize is the value proposition and the marketing campaigns that were operating at full steam in February are almost irrelevant today.
Yeah.
And so it's not to say you should stop marketing. That's not what any of us would ever want to say, because you should be marketing more so than ever before. But you have to take a step back and look at your campaigns. So if your pay-per-click campaigns were focused more on, say, you were selling golf clubs, well, those pay-per-click campaigns, if people can't use, can't go and stock up and take them out and try them, or even go to a store and buy, then those campaigns aren't going to work very well. So you need to look at, who are you? What are you selling? What is the need? And then what are the methods that you can use to get to people? And so I think the moment right now is to reevaluate your marketing calendar, your advertising calendar and budgets, and your value proposition, and retool it for the pandemic, because it's likely the marketing messages that are going to stick with us for the next 9 to 12 months.
That's very true. I keep likening this to 9/11. Mm-hmm. And if you think about some of our shared experiences in marketing, and, you know, whether it's a Super Bowl commercials or, you know, other types of messages that brands were getting out right after 9/11, some of those really, they still stick with us today. And I think we could be in a place where this is going to make or break your brand's message, because people are going to remember this, whether it's good or bad, they're going to remember you after this.
Right. It might not break you, but I think there is an opportunity to make you. I think a lot of companies have a lot of resilience, and we also know that there's a light at the end of this tunnel, that this is a different, we know they will get at some point a vaccine. We know that this will end, or the disease will burn itself out. So that's good, that we know that we will see a very rapid growth market, hopefully in the fall, but maybe early 2021. So in that case, though, the messaging you use now, the people that create relevance are the ones that have strength then.
Yeah. And if somebody's too worried about what's going to happen in 2021, and, you know, we can't even worry about that now. Well, that's what marketing is. It isn't about selling something this afternoon, typically. It's about building a brand and creating a relationship with the consumer. So when they are a buyer, you are considered. And I think this you know, complete pullout of marketing is that's probably where they could be broken, right? By just not doing anything.
If you run out of cash, you're not going to survive. So
yeah,
you may get some bailouts, but you're going to be, but if your competitor was moving forward faster than you, then now you're at a disadvantage. But I think one more thing I want to hit to what you're saying, Jack. In marketing and branding, I don't know if it matters all that much right now. I think brand is always around authenticity and doing what's right. And it's the actions you take that will shape the relationship with people. So take the quote from Jeff Bezos, a brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the actions you take right now are so important. But I've been, again, it's those marketers over-marketing themselves. I don't care about alignment. I don't care about purpose. I don't care about any of these kind of conversations right now. When I see that people are getting laid off and customers are canceling orders, we have to think of this not in terms of the soft side of marketing. I think we need to think of it in the hard side of marketing, that we've got to look at marketing messaging and how we find, develop, and sell into markets that will help us survive this. It's a sprint. And so the sales and marketing team and management team alignment right now is essential, but it's not to align on a core message. It's we are sprinting to get through this without coming while remaining very relevant. And so I don't think we need a lot of overarching thinking. I think we need a lot of doing.
Let's talk a little bit about doing and implementation, specifically channels where these messages are getting out. What should we be focused on right now? Is it all social media? Is it email marketing? I don't think we're going to go out and spend a lot of money on billboards out on the highway that no one's going to see. Where are you focused as far as channels right now?
Direct selling as much as humanly possible. And what I mean by that is, at least at the start of the crisis, people are in a state of panic. Mm-hmm. And in many cases, so some people have been laid off, and that's fine. But if we're talking to how do we get to, in a B2B context, to decision makers, the people that are working right now are working incredibly long hours, they're incredibly stressed, and they are not processing, they're in a state of duress, so they're not processing very well. And so what we have to ask is, how do we proactively get to people and offer them solutions they may need? So in our marketing, I think we need to be very deliberate in asking, what is our market? So who are the people that have a need for our product, services, and expertise right now? And what are those products and services? What's the value proposition or brand messaging that's going to resonate with them, that's highly relevant to this moment in time? And then method, what are the methods you're going to get there? So doing a bunch of stuff on Instagram may not get to the intended audience. I think you got to look at these markets and needs and choose your most proactive option to get there. It could be a direct call. It could be running sponsorship, working with your partners that they could message their audience. Mm-hmm. It could be email marketing. What are ways that you can directly speak to the people in need versus trying to speak to everyone? Everyone's inboxes are already overloaded with nonsense. So
We were talking off air about all of the companies that have been emailing us about coronavirus. And I don't really make the connection with a lot of them, other than I think they just wanted to take up a share of my inbox and tell me that they're thinking about me and giving me their thoughts and prayers.
So let me ask you a question on that, Jack. How, when you're getting these random messages, are you unsubscribing more?
Absolutely. I cannot hit that unsubscribe button fast enough.
Isn't that fascinating then?
Mm-hmm.
That the stupid things that they're doing now are killing the opportunity to sell to you in the future.
Yep. Yeah. So back to, this could be where it really breaks a marketing program if you come off on the wrong foot and just look, really terrible. Right. Especially for some of the brands that, everybody from banks to brands that have nothing to do with anything right now. I get it from my preferred airline company and my preferred hotel chain. They're kind of updating us on what's going on with all of these travel plans that have been canceled. I totally get that, and that's appreciated. But some random company that I bought something from online 4 years ago. Wow. I will not be buying there again. I don't think so. Right. Let's talk about what you can do to help brands when they reach out to you right now and say, oh my God, Jeremy, what should we do? Are you kind of going into a war room mentality with them, or what kinds of things are you working with them one-on-one to develop?
So there's been three levels that we've worked on in this. The first is working with the leadership team, and so the business owner and their team, on implementing what we've called crisis marketing, but it is a sprint method for rapidly adjusting your business strategy, marketing messages, and value proposition to target new markets so that you can find new sources of revenue and cash. And so that is typically, we work with the team every week in terms of setting up a quest or a set of action items. We implement, execute, regroup, learn, and do it again. And it's very much using a sprint methodology to rapidly move forward ahead of this and learn and iterate as we go. But the other very key part to this is I'm having a lot of one-to-one coaching conversations with business owners and leaders, helping them deal with the complexity and the fluidity of the situation. So it's turned into just consulting work or coaching work, helping people manage a very complex situation. And then the third thing that we've done is we've created a marketing group, which is essentially, it's an 8-week program where we're bringing together marketers, business owners, entrepreneurs, and teams that they can participate in an online community. So again, it's providing training and tools and process for how to cope with this. But it's also the shared experience. We all have got to learn from each other. And I think this is where what a lot of us need is, how do we rally together as a community?
Yeah, I think the marketing group is really interesting to me. I think you're serving a few things there. You're actually helping those brands figure out what they need to do with their marketing. But I think you're also helping the marketers, because like we said earlier, everyone's in the same situation. We're stuck inside for who knows how long. We're probably trapped with God knows how many children. and at some point in the day, the same conversations with your coworkers over email or the phone just doesn't cut it anymore. And I think people are looking for a new tribe or a new community to see what else is out there and who's got something that's working. So I love that idea of the marketing group. I see these little online virtual happy hours and everything popping up all over the place. And I think that's really healthy, especially for marketing people who mm-hmm. are so used to being involved in that sort of collaboration. And now you're kind of cut off from everybody. So kudos on that. I think that's going to really help a lot of people.
And it's trying to, and if you follow what I'm doing, it's trying to follow my own process, which is, how can you be extremely helpful and generous in a moment in time and create value? And so if each of us are following this, I actually believe this is a moment in time where businesses can rise up, that we have an opportunity now to create the companies of our dreams by having really clear purpose. It's not purely on stock price and other things. It's very focused on customers and community. And this is an opportunity, I believe, for each and every one of us to rise up and be great at a moment of need.
Very well said. Before we go, Jeremy, any other last parting thoughts or tips or suggestions for any marketers out there that might need help with their brand sooner rather than later?
I think that it goes back to everything we've talked about today, Jack, which is you got to fight for your business. That if you can't turtle up and ride this thing out, you're going to have to step up now. But the key to stepping up is asking that question: how can you be incredibly helpful and relevant to people that need your product, services, or expertise right now? And if a marketer can be leading that conversation in their organization, then they are going to be helping their company and their brand more so than anyone else.
Excellent. We'll be right back with some contact information. But first, this message from Better, Better is offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com for Better. Jeremy, thanks for joining me sort of last minute here. Once again, if things don't improve in this world in the next few days, I'm going to have you back next week as well. So just be ready for that.
Any week you need it, I am here. I love what you are doing, and I think you're a powerful voice in a time of need.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all of the good ideas that you're sharing with our little social geek community here. If any of our friends have questions for you, or they want to connect, or maybe dig a little deeper on some of the things that you talked about today, where can they reach you?
Sure. Oh, my website, stickybranding.com, the crisis marketing stuff that we talked about is there, but I'm on all the social networks, at Sticky Branding or LinkedIn at Jeremy Miller. And the offer I've put out to everybody is if you've got a question, DM me. I'm more than happy to chat anytime.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that, my friend. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises,